Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. The question of the hour, did America invent slavery? You know, if the Democrat Party didn't have ignorance, they wouldn't have anything. I mean, the reason they rewrite history is because they really don't know history, and they just go along and they throw out stories as they perceive they should be. You know, I mean, when you Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Tim Kaine, I mean, he's a real peach. Kaine came out and said, you know, the United States didn't inherit slavery. We created it. Tim. We are 300 years old, just shy of 300 years old, and we invented slavery. So slavery didn't exist until we got here. Like, nobody else owned slaves. But then Maronis like you would tell me, you know, you Christians and Jews had slaves. That was 2,000 years ago. I mean, like, what's her name? Sheila Jackson Lee. Right? The Constitution or... 400 years old?
We've had slaves in this country for over 400 years.
Well, if she's talking about the quote-unquote Native Americans, because they had slaves, then she's right. But she was talking about America, the U.S., and us owning black slaves. Brain dead. All right? Just brain dead. I'm sorry, it's just the reality of it. And they're all Democrats. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Vince Everett Elson is the author of a book called The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America because of the quest for power. We know that. He's going to be on with me to talk about this. The thing I love about this is that here you have, I mean, not that we can't talk to it, but you got white people. There were two or three BLM protests the other day. Now, first and foremost, I had heard that just because if you're white, just because you have black friends doesn't mean you're not racist. If you're white, just because you have a black spouse doesn't mean you're not racist. If you're white, you have a black spouse and you have kids doesn't mean you're not racist. So apparently, whatever you do, unless you're a full-blown, left-leaning, I don't know, female, black-identifying person, you're a racist, period. I just find that all amusing, very extremely amusing. Yes, you heard me, because I know somebody's going to write about it. Somebody's going to get mad, they're going to write about it. But you heard me, yeah. And make sure you use more than just the word amusing, because I just find it amusing. It is a no-win situation. It's continually beating you down. This is what these psycho freaks do. They beat you down so you truly believe that you're worthless. Right? You have no worth, and you deserve everything that's coming to you. Right? I mean, come on. Think about it. That's what they've been doing to the white kids in college For years now, we've been reporting on it for years on this show. That's why you had those kids curled up in a ball in the corner of some of these college locations, because they felt like they were just, they were so useless. It was so bad. It was so useless. It was so terrible. And that's what they do. They browbeat you. Now, some of my Catholic friends will understand this. I grew up with a grandmother who was a professional at Italian Catholic guilt. She knew how to make you feel bad. All right? And once she brought God into the picture, you couldn't argue anymore. It was over. And that's what these people do. And to show you how whack they are, how they can't get away from this, the House Dems now are introducing a resolution to impeach Bill Barr. They're whacked. Remember, what did I say last year? Investigate to impeach. Investigate to impeach. This is all these people were going to do. That was it. And you know what? Like New York, like Chicago, like Seattle, if you people, yeah, you heard me, you people. If you people do not get out there, vote, push the vote, make sure your friends and your loved ones vote the right way, I'll have no sympathy for you either. Absolutely none. Now, on Tuesday, the House Dems introduced a resolution to investigate and consider impeachment for Attorney General Bill Barr. Right? Now, could get the president. Let's get what we believe to be his right-hand man. Congressman Steve Cohen, a Republican out of Tennessee, brought the measure to the House floor with the support of 35 co-sponsors. Now, the group alleges that Attorney General Barr has undermined our judicial system and perverted the rule of law. Listen, he's one of the most honest guys in D.C. So if you think he's a pervert, if you think he's perverted the law, if you think he's done all this stuff bad, you know what the rest of the place is like? He added, the past few weeks alone, Barr has ordered the attack on peaceful protesters in Lafayette Park, which we come to find out he didn't, in violation of their constitutional rights, moved to drop charges against Michael Flynn, again, because it was a miscarriage of justice. The president's former campaign advisor, despite his guilty pleas, he fired without any explanation the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York. No, there was definitely an explanation. They just didn't like it. That's the thing. If you don't do what they want you to do, you're not listening to them, and you're doing something wrong. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Did we invent slavery? We're not very good at it. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The real side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is the Real Title GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Listen, you can't be part of the solution unless you're part of the conversation. We've talked about this a million times. Because some of you speaking out with your, you get the latest tweet, so you're all informed. You got the information you need. That tweet doesn't mean anything. You know that by now. Most of you have been listening long enough. You know, you've been paying attention long enough. You know that all they're trying to do is mislead you most of the time. And people react to the last conversation they had. So don't do that. Don't get stuck there. Seriously. All right. So, you know, I've been having some fun with this for a couple of weeks now because I am so tired of the misinformation. You know, I believe there's been a massive failure in our education system when our young kids don't have any clue of history. They're pulling down statues
of abolitionists because we have to get rid of any reminder of slavery, which I got a biggest kick out of because last I checked, I'm not the most educated guy in the world, but the last I checked, the abolitionists were trying to get rid of slavery. I don't know. Maybe I'm all wrong on that one. I haven't got a clue. So our kids are woefully uneducated. And again, I got to tell you, it's our fault. I keep getting on you parents. It's our fault. And I mean, my next guest, before I introduce him, this is perfect. Because, you know, I've been getting on our Christian brothers and sisters. I've been getting on our God-fearing people who have children and say, what are you teaching your children? What are you allowing them to listen to? Where are you allowing them to go? This is part of the problem we have in this country. You're so afraid that your kids aren't going to fit in, or you're going to be ostracized, or people are going to point to you and go, what are those whacked parents? You need to be a whacked parent, okay, in this light. Vince Everett Ellison joins me. He's the author of The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America in Their Quest for Power. No kidding. And then he's going to tell us how to defeat them. Vince, welcome to the show. Appreciate your time with me today.
Mr. Messina, I'm happy to be here. And when you're talking about absurdity, I'm still amazed at the absurdity of people trying to stop racism but backing a group that calls themselves Black Lives Matter.
Who want to break up? Listen, this is the funny thing about it. You're exactly right. I'm watching churches and a sister in Christ, God bless her. Her and I got together last week. We talked about the bending of the knee. I said, look, you don't bend the knee to anybody but Jesus. And she said, well, the bending of the knee has different meanings to different people. I go, my Bible says it only has one meaning. What do you think?
Of course. Well, people are compromised. And in my book, The Iron Triangle, I talk about these three. You know, before I go into it, let me tell you a little bit about my background so people understand
Please.
Where I'm coming from.
Yep.
I was born on a cotton plantation in Haywood County, Tennessee. My father was a sharecropper, and my mother with him. And my father brought us out of poverty. Until I was 9 years old, we didn't have running water or toilet in the house.
Wow.
And he decided to aspire. And he brought us out of poverty by working in the insurance industry that a black man owned in Haywood County, Tennessee. Sure did. And a life insurance company, and my father was very good at it, and we bought a new house in 1972, and he still lives in that house today. And that house is part of our family legacy, but our father's mom brought us out of poverty. And I have 7 siblings, and we went to college at the University of Memphis. It was Memphis State at the time. And we had a gospel singing group called the Ellison Family. We went around the South singing gospel music at black churches for about 20 years.
That's so cool.
Then when I got married and moved to South Carolina, started working in the prison system, the correctional officer, in a maximum security prison. And I had lived this pretty idyllic life of upper middle class life, lower middle class life. And I thought we had overcome. But this was in the 90s, and it was in the midst of the Clinton crime bill, the one that Joe Biden wrote. And I saw all of these young black men being locked up. And in the 80s, we had 3 prisons in South Carolina. By the end of the 90s, we had 40. And I wanted to know what was going on because I thought that we had overcome. And I started asking the black intelligentsia, I said, man, what's going on here? And they said, oh, these rich white Republicans, man, they're mean, they're vicious, they hate black people, they're locking all these young black men up. So I decided I was going to resign my post, go into the community, and help these young black men out, keep them from going to jail. And when I got down there, man, I organized a million-man march for the Nation of Islam and all of that. I was into it. But the more I got into it, I found out something very interesting. I didn't see any rich white Republicans in the black community. I would see a leprechaun before I saw one. But guess who I saw? A lot of black Democrats. And mostly I saw this entity that I call the Iron Triangle. And most black preachers, most black politicians, and most black civic organizers. And they were and they were contracted out by rich white liberals for one end, and that was to keep the black community under complete control so they would vote for the Democrat Party, period. And as long as they get 90% of the black vote, they will never change the model. And so that's why I call my book The Iron Triangle. And I tell white conservatives, you have nothing more to apologize for. Nothing. Nothing. everything that's wrong in the black community is doing it to themselves. We have a large responsibility in our own destruction. And we are voting for the people that are destroying us, and that's the Democrat Party.
You know, I go back on the education thing, and I find this amazing. I get people send me emails, people will call to get mad at me. Look, I can't talk about black issues because I'm not black. I can't talk about women's issues because I'm not a woman. And it's just, but I'm human. We're all human. I'm human. And I say, listen, if you guys haven't figured this out yet, I don't know what to do for you. I'll just keep praying for you. In the days of Jim Crow, you could not teach a black person to read or educate a black person. It was illegal, right? The reason it was illegal is because if you got educated, you'd find a way to get out of the situation you were in. And what has happened for the last 50-plus years in this country is the inner-city kids have gotten a less-than-adequate education. They're graduating these kids who can't read, who don't understand, who don't know history, and it's the black community that takes the biggest beating in those areas. Am I wrong?
Well, no, you're exactly right, but this is the reason for it. One of the biggest reasons for it is that Republicans and conservatives don't show up. There's an old vaudevillian term that says 90% of any gig is just showing up.
Right.
And we don't show up.
Nope.
Right now, I bet you if you go down to these 50 majority black districts and go into these inner cities, you'll find that if there is any Republican candidate, he's getting no money. He or she is getting no money. None.
Yep.
From the RNC and from the NRCC.
Crazy.
They're letting them die on the vine.
Stupid crazy. All right.
And these people are Christian conservatives that they won't even do anything with.
No. Christian, yeah. Don't get me started on Christian conservatives. Don't. It'd be a bad show. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back after the commercial. Vince Everett Olson joins me, author of The Iron Triangle. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House is blaming what it calls rogue intelligence officers for leaking information alleging the Russian government paid bounties to Afghan militants for killing United States soldiers. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
These are rogue intelligence officers who are imperiling our troops' lives.
we will not be able to get, very likely not be able to get a consensus on this intelligence because of what was leaked to the New York Times.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was asked about it at a press conference.
If these allegations are true and he did nothing about any of this, then in fact I think the public should, unrelated to my running, conclude that this man isn't fit to be president of the United States of America.
Biden said at a minimum, President Trump should have called up Russian President Vladimir Putin and confronted him. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Joe Macedo, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, let me just get back to it because, you know, I love these kind of conversations. There's no foo-foo on the show. You guys know that. I mean, it is what it is. We lay it out there, let you people decide whether we're telling the truth or just having fun. But until we are willing to have a real conversation, not dance around the issues, nothing changes. Absolutely nothing changes. If you spew the party line, nothing changes. If you spew the last Twitter headline, nothing changes. So you have to, you know, I'm just amazed that you get these little prima donna white kids that are telling black men and black women out there, okay, that they can't be against BLM. Because, you know, they've been brainwashed in believing that they have to be against BLM. I mean, little white kids with a whole bunch of money in the hand. Who do they think they are? This is how far we've come. Vince Everellison joins me. He's the author of The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians. And, man, are they working overtime at that one. And America in Their Quest for Power and How We Can Defeat. That's the part I like. Vince, when most people write a book, they just tell you what the problem is, but your title, How We Can Defeat Them, I think is a great way to go with this. So thanks for being with me.
Oh, man, this is my pleasure. Like you say, that's a problem with the white kids saying, but the bigger problem is that we listen to them. Instead of telling them, why don't you shut the hell up and mind your business? See, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Instead, you got big black men like me listening to these little white kids telling them what to do. See, look, we bear responsibility for our own destruction. We throw it right back on them. As we were talking about, before the race, before the break, when I was talking about Martin Luther King Jr., I have a dream speech. And he said, I have this dream that one day my four little children will no longer be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. And everybody screams in class. Well, as I said before, if I'm driving one of my old cars and it's all beat up, and I say, man, don't judge me by this car. But when I'm driving my 2020 Escalade, I say, well, judge me by that. When I tell you not to judge me by something, it's because I'm ashamed of it. And they've dry snitched and told us to be ashamed of the color of our skin and said, don't judge me by it. Why? Because they taught us to be ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of the color of my skin. Just like you're not ashamed of being an Italian. You and I can sit down and talk about it because it tells our story, doesn't it?
Yep.
You want me to acknowledge you're Italian. You can tell me about when your people came over, probably with the Ellis Island, right?
Yep.
You can tell me about what part of Sicily or Italy you came from. It's part of your story. My blackness is part of my story. I'm not ashamed of it. And don't ask me to be ashamed of it. And if they don't like it, that's their problem. It's not mine. I will not ask to be affirmed by anyone. And this is why I can't stand Black Lives Matter. Walking around here trying to tell people we got the end white supremacy. Let me tell you something, man. If you're a man, you do not ask for the forbearance of a racist. Racists don't scare me. I scare them.
That's crazy.
That's
I love
why
that.
I carry a 45. You see that? That's why I carry a 45. But what does Joe Biden and Democrats tell black men to do? Turn your gun. If you're being hunted, turn in your gun. Why don't you just blow your own brains out? Washington Post wrote a story on June 4th. Said since 1968, there hasn't been any narrowing in the wealth gap between black and white Americans. Since 1968. Same thing. They also said that Harvard did a study that says that the schools are more segregated now than during Brown versus Board of Education. More segregated. We have 10 times more black men in prison. We're aborting half of our children. We have crime in the streets, and Joe Biden and the Democrats say they're proud of it. Now, how do we defeat it? Two things. On the short term, vote for Donald Trump. Why? Trump's a school choice. Getting these children out of these bad schools. We talk about the educational system. He's trying to release them. Number two, Trump's pro-life. He's talking about trying to cut down on these abortions so we can have more of our children in the black community. Number three, Trump's going to keep these illegals out. Because what do? They compete for jobs, compete for wages, compete for space in schools, compete for benefits. Now, what else is Trump going to do? He's going to stop violating your right to defend yourself. So if you're being hunted by the police or by these gangs, you can defend yourself. What else is he going to do? He's going to let the black men out of jail that Joe Biden has been locking up for the last 20 years. What else is he going to do? He's going to say, well, you have a health care system that is government controlled, and black people are dying, have the lowest life expectancy than any group of people in America. But what's Joe Biden's plan? Expand the system that's killing you. Now, doesn't that make sense? No, he's going to privatize the system. He's going to end Obamacare. This is why you vote for Donald Trump in the short term. In the long term, this comes right back to us as Christians, Muslims, and Jews.
Amen.
We have brothers and sisters in Christ that are being murdered in the inner cities of America. We want to evangelize, and we want to go around the world telling people about Jesus. We got to start here at home again. We are missing it in our own home. We're like a father that's going around taking care of everybody else's family, and his children are on drugs. We have people here that need our help, that we can get on a bus and drive to their churches on Sunday morning and save lives. Instead, we're going to the Middle East, we're going to going to Asia, going to Africa. That's fine, go there, but let's take care of home first. If we just went down there,
Vince,
and talked to our brothers and sisters, we could end this.
Vince, I go round and round with pastors that I talk to on a regular basis, a large group of pastors. It's like, they're going down to Mexico, all right? To send I say, look, stop. Somebody needs to help those people in Mexico. I get that. And wherever else you're going, you know, the Dominican Republic, wherever else you're going. What about here in your community?
Yeah.
If you look around in your community, there are so many people that need help, that don't know Christ, that don't know the love of God, and they need help.
Mm-hmm.
Why not start in your community? I don't know. I'm not a well-educated guy. Doesn't that make sense?
Well, you know what? I had a meeting with Jerry Falwell Jr. today at Liberty University. That's what we're going to start doing. We're saying something right now to mend this rift between black and white Christians. 85% of black people are Christian. 75% of white folks are Christian. 90% of black people vote liberal. Most white people vote conservative. But we believe the same thing.
Yeah.
So why? Whenever there's a conflict in a family, you look for the third person. You look for the snake whispering in the ear. And that happens to be the white liberal. They are anti-God, they're anti-Christian, they're anti-family, they're anti-Western civilization. They know that in order to keep power in America, they have to keep us fighting one another. You've seen Star Wars, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you knew that the Sith understood that in order to keep his power, he had to make Luke and Darth Vader fight one another, father and son. And he goaded the fight, and he sat down in his chair and watched them and laughed while they were fighting. And he made them fight one another. And he knew as long as they had conflict, he had power. But as soon as they came together, he was dead in a second. That's us. And these people know it. They have us fighting over a dead army. The Confederates have been dead for 150 years, fighting over statues, inanimate objects, while they are taking our children and telling them that their gender is fluid, while they're teaching our children sex education. Pew Research said there are three things you can do that you will never live in poverty. 98% chance you will never live in poverty. You know they are. They say it. Get a high school diploma, work full time, don't have a baby until you're 21 and married. And there's a 98% chance that you will never live in poverty in America. What does the Democratic Party do when they get that report? They teach children sex education before they can crawl so they can get pregnant.
Yep.
They destroy the educational system so a guy can't get a job and cannot graduate. And then they put drugs and crime in an area and make the area completely inadequate to have business or commerce so they can't get work.
So, Vince, let me paint a quick picture.
Plan.
All right, let me paint a picture for you, and then you can. Why does the black community trust the Dems so much? These people are the people who think that the black community is too dull to figure out how to get an ID to vote, that they can't figure out what City Hall is, or they can't figure out what DMV is, and they can't get a job, so they need their help to get on welfare or food or whatever it is they got. The Democrats praise the biggest trophy you can get, the biggest accolade you can get in the Democrat Party is the Margaret Sanger Award, the woman who wanted to wipe out the black community. Now, that's the Democrat Party. As of late, Vince, we have our churches. We have pastors in churches that are, I'll say, forcing the congregation, the white part of the congregation, to apologize to the blacks for being racist. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to come together like this. This is just like throwing gasoline in an open flame, isn't it?
Of course it is, man. But you know what? Two reasons for it. One is Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh.
Where, you know, during slavery, you know Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that.
Where we're treated so. Yeah. You know Patty Hearst was the most famous person to suffer from it. They kidnapped her, beat her up, put in a closet. And by the time she was finished with it, she was helping them rob banks. Well, when you have black people that have been under slavery for 400 years and for the last 220 years under the Democratic Party, that after Reconstruction, they would kill you.
Hold that thought. We got to go to a break. We're booming capitalism here. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Vince will still be with us on the other side of the break. You listen to Real Side.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, if you head up to the website, okay, I mean, all these social platforms, they really squelched us from making any money. And I'm not begging, I'm just telling. So if you head up to the website, click on the donate button. Look, here's the deal for this, especially for this month. You know, anybody who donates over $50, I'll send you a copy of my book, "Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy: All the Things That the Left Has Called Me and Called Us." But it's just a farce. It's just a joke. So more than happy to send you that. Vince Everett Ellison joins me. He's the author of a book called "The Iron Triangle: Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America in Their Quest for Power." And how we can defeat them. And that's the big kick, is we usually don't talk about the solution. And you need to have a solution. And you know, the other thing, too, while I'm on the rant here, will you stop being afraid? You know, you especially you Christians out there, stop being afraid. As long as you're speaking the truth, and I do, it's not a cliche, you're speaking the truth in love, don't be afraid of what to say. We are not going to fix this issue. We're not going to become strong like we should be. Unless you decide to really step out in faith and do what God's called you to do. Vince, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me.
Well, man, I'm happy to be with you. But it comes down to this cliche that I hope that we understand what you were saying. I feed off what you were saying. The opposite of love is not hate. It is indifference. It's you just not caring. And this is what the black community feel from white conservatives, that they just don't care about them one way or the other. And because of that, they have no credibility with them, and that's what we have to change. It's showing up. You know, we have to remind them who they are. I went to a funeral one time. This boy was at his dad's funeral. He's crying and acting a fool. They had to take him out to church. My daddy told me, "Bitch, come on." I was a young man. I was like about 21, 22. Boy's crying. Daddy knowing. People out there rubbing on him and trying to, you know, "Oh, it's going to be okay." My daddy pushed those people aside and said, "Robert." And when the boy didn't answer crying, my daddy slapped the hell out of him. Bam! Right in his face. And he stopped. He said, "Boy, your mama, if you're burying your daddy today, your mama in there looking at her dead husband, you're out here acting a fool. Straighten up. Your father would be ashamed of you." And he gave his handkerchief and said, "Now wipe your face. Go in there and sit down beside your mama. Act like a man. I don't ever want to see another tear come out your face again today." Robert said, "Yes, sir." He went down and sat down like a man. We got to grab black Christians and remind them who they are. Walking around in America, shaking your fist, burning down buildings, what cause you won't be affirmed by people that you, by white people, affirmed by them? You know, Larry King, the old CNN guy, gave this story talking about his favorite interview. He said, "My favorite interview over all my thousands was Martin Luther King Jr. in 1964. He was integrating a hotel, and I was down there. And when the police came to arrest him, they asked him, 'What did he want?' And King said, 'I want my dignity.'" See, I hate that story because it implies that a white man can give King his dignity, or any man can give you your dignity. Your dignity was given to you by God. John Locke said in the Second Treatise of Government that these are unalienable rights. The government cannot give to you nor take away. They are unsellable. They are irrevocable. They are non-transferable. They belong to you. King said, "We come to the government to ask our unalienable rights." You don't come to government for them because they are yours. They're like your DNA. They're like your children. They cannot be taken away. They can be infringed. They can be abridged. They can be violated. But they cannot be taken away. And they planted a poison pill in the minds of America, white and black, that says you have to come to government for these things. And these are things that government cannot do. They say the police are supposed to protect you. That is a lie. They are not clairvoyant. This is not Tom Cruise in their movie Minority Report, where they can see crime before it happens. 95% of the crimes have been committed when they get there. They are an investigator in an apprehension unit of the government. Your protection is yours. And if you will not take on that responsibility, you will not be protected. That is what the Supreme Court has ruled. It is a fact. And yet they talk people into giving up their right to defend themselves. It is an unalienable right. See, we got to teach this again, Joe. We got to tell people this because they don't know it. We have to re-educate our people about freedom. It's not about, son, whether you like a gun. It doesn't matter. You might not like to work, but you got to make money. You have to defend yourself. You got to defend your family. You got to defend your property and your children. Because if these riots did nothing else, they obliterated every argument against the Second Amendment. Why do you need an AK-47? You know now. Because these mayors will tell their police to sit down and allow a thug to kick in your door and kill your whole family. That's why I need an AK-47. Those, you see those two, that white couple on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Their mansion? I love them, man. I wish they lived beside me. Those are my types of people. The police stood down and they stood up. Let me tell you something. To vote for a black person to vote for the Democratic Party is like a chicken vote for Colonel Sanders. It's ridiculous. We, though, have to grab our white Christian brothers and sisters and tell them who they are. Remind them, you are an heir of Jesus Christ. You are not a victim. The left has told you you're a victim. They told you you're ugly. They told you that you ain't no good. They told you that you can't produce for yourself. They told you that you hate it and you're despised, and you go out and you mimic this to the world. You are not that. You're more than a conqueror. See, the reason why I'm a challenge to the battle is one basic reason. I know who I am.
Yeah.
I know who I am. I know I'm an heir of Jesus Christ. I know that you cannot touch me until he allows it, and when he allows it, it will be okay. I'll be fine with it. Up until that time, I will not stand by and not in the presence of evil and say nothing. You are murdering children. And the ones that are born, you put them in schools that are monster factory. And you are conducting a cultural genocide against my people. And what? And the only thing we can do in the short term, in November, vote for Trump. And then us Christians have to go back to the people, our brothers and sisters, and be the Good Samaritan again. Because the guy that was beat up thought that the Levite and the priest was his friend, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he thought the Samaritan was his enemy. But the Samaritan did not think he was his enemy. When he saw him, he helped him. We know we're not their enemy, Joe. We know it. But they think we are. You see what I'm saying? So what do? We go back and we help them. The very one that they thought would do them harm. When they see you go down there, you're this Italian, they say, I'm with you, brother. You can say, holy man, I thought you hated me. Why would you think that? I never see you. Well, you see me now. Take my hand. That's how we change it.
Oh,
that's how we do it.
I tell this story not to poke at anybody, but I went to a church that was predominantly black. I didn't go looking for predominantly black church. I ended up in a church where the pastor was great. I loved him. Great message. And we stayed. And I'll just put it this way. You could easily find us in that church. Okay? And one day the pastor was talking, and he said, you know, I've had it. I've been told, and I can see from here, that some of you will not take the hand of a white person when we go to pray. Are you serious? And he went off. And at first I started, like, I felt like this is a spotlight on me, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then I realized, no, this is what Jesus did, okay? He called out the injustice. He called out the, come together, grab the hand. We're all supposed to be here in the love of Christ. We're all one in Christ.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Right. It was fantastic. Yeah. But how many pastors, how many churches are doing that? They're both sides
they're
of the
not.
Aisle. Yeah.
They're not because the Iron Triangle talks about the fact that the black preachers especially on the tape, the white liberals are paying them to support, you know, the Christian faith is absolute in a lot of things, like, you know, life and freedom. And these guys are preaching Christianity in the pulpit on Sunday and going out and supporting politicians that support abortion, support keeping prayer out of schools, support transgenderism, things that are completely against their religion. They're marching out the Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist, anti-Christian, atheist organization. They're just trying to save these people, not marching with them. They should be trying to bring them to Christ. Because believe me when I tell y'all, riot and vandalism is not of God. And let me tell your white Christian conservative listeners something. All of you understand this. You have nothing more to apologize for. America has repented. Forgiveness cannot be earned. It should not be expected or wanted. All you can do is repent. You cannot expect forgiveness from the person because then they'll control you. Jesus says, I forgive sin. But America has paid close to a million in the civil lives in the Civil War, $22 trillion since the Great Society, and yet they say we want more. No matter what you do, you can take down the flags, you can take down the statues. These people are going to want more. They are a bottomless bucket because victims are that way. And they will take until the host is dead.
Right.
And we have to say enough. They are slaves looking for a master.
We are up against it.
Looking for a master.
And people can find your book at irontrianglebook.com. IronTriangleBook.com, or you can head over to Amazon. You can get it there as well. Vince, we're going to have you back. Really enjoyed having you on today. We need more of this kind of conversation among all of us. So thanks for being with me. Really appreciate it.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. Hang tight. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Smorgasbord of the crazy stuff going on today that we're going to discuss because you need to know the other side of the issues. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a bit.